MILF's Threesomes 8-Pack, Books 25-32, MILF Erotica, Threesome Erotica, Anal Sex Erotica, Lesbian Erotica, written by Nicki Minaj, narrated by Sierra Klein.
MILF's Glazed Buns, MILF's Threesomes 25, MMF Threesome Erotica. It was yet another busy day at Dough Girl, the bakery that I'd started after a healthy divorce settlement from my husband. I decided to follow my dreams in the wake of our split, and, well, it turns out, following your dreams can sometimes have some pretty amazing consequences. I was doing what I loved, and I was doing it for myself. Everything was perfect. My newfound happiness really shined in each and every creation that went out onto the shelves of Dough Girl. And in a small amount of time, I'd built a core group of loyal customers who came in daily for breakfast and lunch offerings. Some would even drop by 3 times a day, arriving after their work hours in the hopes of snagging some cut-price goods. Things were going great. I'd seen the business grow year on year and found myself turning a healthy profit. I'd started to employ staff to look after the place in my absence, instilling in them the same values that had made my store popular to begin with. Everything had gone so well, in fact, that 2 customers, Charlie and Thomas, had taken a keen interest. They were each successful entrepreneurs in their own right, and they'd spotted something in my business that they thought they could make a successful brand. They said my store had a style and a flair that was unique. I didn't see it myself. I just decorated it how I wanted it, but they said it had really captured something. I told them that it was the cakes and pastries that hooked the customers, not the decor, but they'd insisted it was the whole package, me included. Me, I'd cried. What do I have to do with it? That's when they told me, in no uncertain terms, that my bubbly personality and cute looks had put me in a league above. I still blush thinking about it now. It's not often 2 young men call a 40-something cute. Anyway, they wanted to get inside the business and find out what made it tick, with a view to franchising it. I didn't want the brand to lose what made it special, and I think we were on the same page there. They were swinging by tonight after hours so I could show them one of the simpler recipes. I think they just needed to get an idea of every aspect of the job for when they want to replicate it elsewhere. I barely had time to be excited or nervous during the day. The customers flowed through the door, and when they didn't, I'd be busy tidying or planning for the next influx. I'd damn near forgotten that Charlie and Thomas were coming over, so seeing their faces on the other side of the glass door was startling. They each gave a wave and stood waiting out on the street. I threw down my cleaning rags and hurried to let them in. "Hey," I beamed, opening the door. "How was your day?"
"Good, Ms. Leon," Charlie said, giving me a handshake and stepping inside. "Can't complain," Thomas said, following.
I looked at them, all dressed up in their suits and long coats.
It was a world that I was glad I didn't belong to.
"Come on through," I told them. "Put your coats anywhere." They each folded them over the back of a chair, taking off their suit jackets, too, before rolling up their sleeves.
"You boys don't have to do that," I said. "I'll be the one getting dirty."
"We don't mind helping out," Thomas said. "We're hands-on."
"Okay, well, hands off today. I don't want you ruining tomorrow's batch."
Charlie held up his hands.
"Hey, Ms. Leon, that's okay. That's why we're interested."
"I hope we can keep all this in the family," I said.
"That's one of our USPs, Charlie said.
"USP?
"Unique selling point," Thomas informed. "It's what makes your place stand out. That, and the amazing cakes, of course."
"Pastries, too."
"Pastries, too," Charlie added. "Independent-style businesses do well," Thomas said. "We can work with that."
I showed them through to the back of the store, where all the baking happened. It was almost twice the size of the public side of the operation. Back there I had tall ovens, huge metal tables, shelves full of metal mixing bowls, refrigerators, and everything in between.
"So," Charlie began, "show us how it's done."
"You boys ready?"
"Ready, Ms. Leon," Thomas said.
The whole time they followed me closely, paying attention to every little move. They were professional, all right. It started to make me feel nervous.
"You boys want to put some music on or anything?"
"However you'd usually operate, Ms. Leon," Charlie said.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?